I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's Tuesday again. So you know your tita got you another K-drama chismisan ready to go. Now, I know I'm your tita who has this huge K-drama FOMO. And for those na hindi alam ko nung meaning ng FOMO, it's fear of missing out. So I have this huge fear of missing out on K-dramas. So I usually watch K-dramas na a lot of you have been talking about or suggesting, or K-dramas that are trending, or the talk of the K-drama communities on social media. But you know, sometimes this tita of yours would try K-dramas na di masyadong popular. Pwedeng because K-drama ito ng opa, ng tita nyo. So of course, one of my duties as a supportive wife, charot, I have to watch the K-drama no matter what kasi opa ko yan. Or sometimes because I saw a scene or a snippet of the K-drama on social media and that was enough for me to get curious on the K-drama. Or sometimes I just, you know, like to find those quirky. I would like to label them as quirky K-dramas that I think are fun to watch. And the K-drama that we will talk about today is an example of that quirky K-dramas that are not so popular to us international viewers, but I think you may still want to try it out. And I want you to hear me out on why I highly recommend this one. So mga pamangkin, if you are ready, let's talk about the K-drama $1 Lawyer. $1 Lawyer is a series that depicts the story of a lawyer who has the best skills but only charges 1,000 won or $1 as his attorney's fee. Now, the K-drama stars for me one of the most versatile Korean actor of this generation, Nam Kong-min, who I previously watched and loved, Diyos ko, mahal na mahal ko po siya doon, sa Hot Stove League. And I don't know if you have seen that K-drama. If you haven't, you better watch it. It's actually also one of the, if I remember it right, siya yung nanalo as best story, best K-drama ata, parang ganun, sa Baeksang Arts Awards. So it's one of the prestigious awards pagdating sa K-drama and you should check it out. So anyway, yeah, he starred in that K-drama and a little spoiler lang. Kasi nga, comedy itong K-drama na ito. So $1 Lawyer is actually comedy and a legal K-drama. But I would say 75% comedy. So kasi nga, comedy siya, may eksena dito na parang na-mention yung Hot Stove League sa isang scene. And I just really find it so funny kasi parang mini-mention nila na parang may connection sila. Anyway, yun lang. Slight spoiler. So anyway, so siya ang bida dito. Nam Kong-min plays the role of the prosecutor turned lawyer na si Chun Ji-hun, a legal hero with strong cost effectiveness that can be met with 1,000 won bill. So anyway, baliw-baliwan siya dito. So yun yung short description niya. The K-drama also stars Kim Ji-yeon, who I cannot help but see Ryujin of the girl group ITZY. I don't know if you are familiar with K-pop, if you are a fan of K-pop. If you are, you're probably familiar with the girl group ITZY. At si Ryujin, yung parang center nila doon. Diyos ko po, kamukha niya. Yung bidang babae dito. So, I feel that anytime, bigla na lang siyang sasayaw. ITZY. Anyway, the K-drama is 12 episodes long and first aired back in 2022. So it's almost a year. It's actually a year now. It's a year since it was aired. Pero nung bakasyon ko lang napanood. And it's available for streaming on Disney Plus. Ayan na, di ko na nakalimutan this time. For some reason, For the past episodes, lagi kong nalilimutan i-inform kayo kung saan nyo pwedeng mapanood ang K-drama. You know, just in case you didn't know, and well, pwede nyo namang i-Google, pero kung tinatamad kayo, di ba? So, syempre, dapat sinabi ko na rin kung saan nyo pwedeng mapanood. Anyway, let's start the chismisan, okay? First thing that you need to know about this K-drama, it has one, well, for me, one of the best K-drama intro. Probably a close second to Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Lamang pa din sa akin ang Extraordinary Attorney Woo. The animation, the song. So, pag napapanood ko kasi yung intro nung Extraordinary Attorney Woo, parang ang sarap lang sa feeling na parang sa intro pa lang good vibes ka na. Eto naman, yes, may good vibes, pero iba din eh. Iba din yung sa intro nitong $1 Lawyer. Animated kasi siya eh. So, para siyang cartoonish sort of intro, which is refreshing. It's different from the usual na napapanood ko. And dito nga, sa $1 Lawyer, it's also fun to watch na for the 12 episodes talaga. Hindi ko siya in-skip. Usually kasi for me, and I don't know if it's just me, okay? Usually kasi if I watch a K-drama, pinapanood ko yung intro twice lang. First is yung simula. Kasi it's the first time. So, syempre gusto ko malaman kung ano yung intro niya. Or parang sa intro kasi malalaman mo yung overall theme. Kung madrama, may comedy, or what. If it's lighthearted, romance, ganon. So, doon pinapanood ko siya. So, the first episode, pinapanood ko, hindi ko yung skip. Yung intro. Then, after that, I skip. I skip and skip and skip until again, the last episode. So, the last episode, I watch the series in full without skipping any parts, lalo na yung intro. Because again, it's one last time, kumbaga. I don't know, is it just me or may ganun din? Basta feeling ko talaga pag ganung mga intro, ini-skip ko na lang pag napanood ko na the first time because it's a waste of my time. Napanood ko na the first, so syempre okay na ako dun. Anyway, dito nga, dito sa $1 Lawyer, hindi ko siya ma-skip. Itong $1 Lawyer with the animated, it's really funny and oh my gosh, ang sarap lang niya panoorin. It feels like one of those intro na mga animes ng childhood days ko. Okay? Ko na lang ko. Okay? Hindi ko na idadamay. So mga fellow titos and titas ko dyan, tayo na lang mag-join forces. Pero ito nga, naalala ko sa kanya yung mga intro ng animes during my childhood days. Like for example, Ghost Fighter, Slam Dunk. Yung masasaya lang na parang, it really reminds me of my childhood days. Kaya siguro hindi ko rin ma-skip. That was one of the reasons as well that I stayed and finished the whole 12 episode of this K-drama. One of the reason, but my main reason, okay? My main reason for watching it and why I think you should also try watching $1 Lawyer is Nam Kong Min. He is such an amazing actor, pamangkin. Oh my God, hindi ko alam kung alam mo na. If you haven't seen him in any of his K-drama, and you actually don't have. You don't have to watch all of his K-drama to be able to see that Nam Kong Min is one of the most versatile actor in Korea today. Like, just try watching itong $1 Lawyer and you'll see what I mean, that he is one of the best actors out there. And let me try to explain this without giving too much spoiler on this K-drama kasi alam niyo naman, hobby ko magpaulan ng spoilers. Okay, let me try, okay? So, isip pamangkin, the K-drama, itong $1 Lawyer, starts out as one of those really weird but funny, quirky nga talaga siya eh, funny K-dramas. If you have seen siguro, para may reference ka, siguro if napanood mo na yung Fiery Priest or yung One the Woman na K-drama, yung mga ganun, ganun yung galawan nitong $1 Lawyer. Ganun siya kabaliw-baliwan. At the same time, meron din siyang seryoso. But what I love about this K-drama is that it's not all comedy nga. Because towards the middle part of the K-drama, towards the middle episodes of it, where we get to see the past of the main character, the K-drama shifts from comedy to drama really fast. Madalas when a K-drama shifts from one genre to another, if the lead actor is not versatile enough, the shift does not go so smoothly. Like, feeling mo magko-comedy pa din siya or, you know, yung parang bigla na lang siya magjo-joke. Ito yung nararamdaman ko whenever I see, like, for example, si Lee Kwang-soo. I don't know if you are familiar with him from Running Man or from any other previous K-dramas. Kapag nanonood ako ng K-drama, nakasali siya and may serious scene, hindi ko kayang seryosohin. Kasi hindi rin kaseryoso-seryoso si Lee Kwang-soo. Anyway, that's just me, okay? That's just me. Huwag niyo akong awayin. Opinion ko lang po yon. Alright? Anyway, so as I was saying, yun nga. Like, feeling mo magko-comedy pa din sila kapag yung actor hindi magaling mag-transition from being a comedian to a serious one. Or halimbawa, seryosong actor siya tapos biglang may mga funny scenes. Pero di mo mag-gets yung joke kasi yung delivery ng actor sablay din. So parang ganun. So, yun yung struggle eh. Yun yung struggle from if a K-drama shifts from one genre to another, especially with comedy to biglang drama. But with $1 Lawyer, it started really funny. Kaya nga if you look at its Wikipedia page, comedy talaga siya. Isa sa mga genre niya is comedy. The other is of course legal K-drama. But like I said, towards the middle of it, it shifts from to a serious drama. And Nam Ko-min was so amazing to watch. Ang galing niyang magpatawa. Okay, the delivery is there. He's crazy. Yung character niya talaga, fit na fit siya. Kung gaano kabaliw yung character, ganun din talaga siya sa yung acting niya. So anyway, ang galing niya magpatawa, but at the same time, ang galing din niya sa drama. Like, may isa kasi siya sa mga, marami siyang breakdown scenes. May isang breakdown scene talaga akong super nadala sa kanya. Na parang isa na naman po ako sa mga nawalan ng mahal sa buhay. Nakikiduwit na naman po ako sa Nam Ko-min nyo. Sabay kaming umiiyak. So, tumutulo yung luha niya. Ako tumutulo na din luha, sipon. Tinatalbogan ko siya sa iyakan. So with that said, isat ko lang ang expectation niyo mga pamangkin na di ito pure comedy. Sabi ko nga, siguro mga 75% comedy siya. May matindi siyang drama, okay? May matindi siyang drama that I think lasted for at least 2.5 episodes. But, you know, every hero has an origin story and it is still fun to watch how they become what they are right now, di ba? In the K-drama. So, kung paano from a serious, no-nonsense type of prosecutor naging parang baliw-baliwan and so unserious in life na lawyer si yung character dito ni Nam Ko-min. So, ang saya lang panoorin din noon. It's also, yun nga, entertaining. So, si Nam Ko-min talaga yung main reason ko kung bakit ko natapos ang K-drama na to despite the not-so-smooth flow of every episode. So, eto na yung mga possible reasons why you may not like this K-drama. So, why $1 Lawyer may not be for you. So, first,
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Feel the screenplay of this K-drama was not so smooth. Well, not screenplay, maybe sa writing na lang. Sabihin na lang natin ganun. And this again is all based on my opinion. Okay, kaartihan ko po ito. So, when we are watching a series, Kate, pamangkin, lalo na itong mga K-dramas na sabihin natin two times a week lang napapanood. When it comes to legal K-drama, what I hope to see is that, let's say, sat on a Saturday episode, they will introduce a case. They will set it up, okay? They will introduce this case that this amazing lawyer will take on. Tapos, pwedeng the case will be resolved already in that one episode. I've seen K-dramas that have that. But often, madalas, ibibitin ka and continue it to the next day episode. So, parang 1, 2, 2, 3, 4. Parang ganun. Yung mga... Anyway, you get what I mean. But you always get to finish the small cases sa week na yon. Tapos next week, brand new case na naman. Pero itong $1 lawyer, ibang trip sa buhay pamangkin. Hindi ko alam kung anong trip sa buhay talaga ng mga writers nitong K-drama na to. Like, and let me try to explain this, okay? Like, they start the case, for example, with episode 1, okay? Tapos, they get to resolve the case. Yung resolution niya is not until the middle of episode 2. So, not the end of episode 2, like the middle of it. So, still on episode 2, they take on a new case na naman. So, syempre, bitin ka na naman. Tapos, yung that case that started in the middle of episode 2 don't get solved until the middle of episode 3 or something at the end of episode 3. Tapos episode 4, iba na naman. Na parang it will be hard for you to get those dose of dopamine na nakukuha or happy hormones na nakukuha natin whenever we are watching a K-drama. Yung sense of fulfillment na na-resolve natin along with the bida ng K-drama na pinapanood natin. Yung case when the episode ends. So parang wala siyang closure, wala siyang sense of fulfillment after the end of the episode. Hindi ko alam if nagme-make sense ako pamangkin or if this even matters, but that really irritated me. Like, hindi ko talaga siya, ano, ewan ko, nagigil lang tita niyo. Siguro dahil nga I can only watch 2 episodes per day kasi nga medyo nag-cut down, marami nang nangyayari sa aking personal life. So hindi ko na siya kayang tuloy-tuloyin or mag more than 2 episodes a day. So I only get to watch 2 episodes. So normally, 'di ba, pag nanonood ako ng 2 episodes, okay na eh, solve na ako, next naman aabangan mo. Pero when I watch a kid Yeah, when I watch a K-drama, I want yung feeling na hindi ka bitin. And at the same time, lalo na sa mga legal K-dramas, ang hinahanap ko is na-resolve na yung kaso. I'm basically chasing. I'm basically chasing that happy ending feeling na hinahanap ko siya every time na merong gatong mga legal K-dramas, mystery K-dramas, or mga procedural, or yung mga police K-dramas. Yun yung hinahanap ko, yung ma-resolve yung case, may closure. So I find it weird that I have to stop midway to an episode because I already got the closure from the previous episode. And also, ayoko mabitin with a new start again of a K-drama na halfway lang ipapakita into that episode. Ewan ko, basta ang gulo. Basta talaga pamangkin, sabog-sabog. sabog-sabog yung pagkakasulat sa for me. Ah. So hindi siya yung clean, smooth na katulad ng mga ibang legal K-dramas or procedural K-dramas na napapanood natin. Dito parang kailangan i-binge-watch mo siguro siya para maging satisfying yung mga K-dramas at the end of the episode. Kasi nabibitin ka sa mga hindi naman nakakabitin na eksena. Like parang kakatanggap lang ng kaso, end na kagad ng episode. Tapos hindi rin ganun ka-exciting yung pinutula ng... Kumbaga yung ending niya, hindi rin ganun ka-exciting. Ewan, di ko alam. Panoorin nyo para siguro magkaintindihan tayo. Now, another thing that irritated me in this K-drama is the casting. Nam Kong-min is amazing, okay? Nam Kong-min is amazing and perfect for his role. But his supporting cast or characters, the supporting characters of this K-drama, lalo na yung secretary niya dito. I feel na di siya fit for the role. Yung actor na napili, hindi siya swak. Typically, deadma lang ako sa mga ganito pamangkin. Never nyo naman ako na, well, di ko alam. Meron na ba akong minention? Pero typically, hindi naman talaga ako pakialamera sa casting. Basta magaling yung actor, okay na ako doon. Pero dito kasi sa $1 lawyer, ewan ko ba kung bakit napaka-glaring for me ng issue ng miscast. Like, the actor is fine. He can act, definitely. Wala naman problema doon. Hindi naman siya banu mag-umarte. Pero hindi talaga siya for me swak para sa role. Siguro, I guess it's really because, I love the animated intro of the, with the cartoon character of each of the cast. So, dun kasi sa intro na yon, I feel na the secretary would be someone na old but cute or, you know, parang charming at the same time. A trusted buddy nung bida, nung lawyer. Pero yung actor na nakast, and with all due respect sa actor, okay, walang problema sa acting niya, pero para kasing mas fit siya sa isa sa mga kalaban. Mas fit siya sa mga kalaban. Hindi siya ganun ka trusted yung itsura niya. Hindi ko alam. I'm so sorry. So yung mga bro moments or yung mga bromance. Meron kasi mga eksena na may makikita kang bromance dapat na mabubuo between the main character, yung character dito ni Nam Kong-min, and yung character nung secretary. Or yung secretary nga dito. So, iniisip ko na this would have been so much charming if they had a better actor that was casted for the role. So it was just really so awkward for me. And I feel that the scene should have been one of those cute, wholesome moments na pwedeng ilagay mo din sa TikTok yung moments na yun of the K-drama na napaka-wholesome. Diba yung mga collage pang tawag doon? Yung parang mga ano... basta yung mga ginagawa niyong edit na pinagsasama-sama niyo yung mga scenes. So I feel that would have been so cute. Kaya lang talaga si Ah Joo-shi, hindi swak sa role. Yung aura niya talaga hindi pang dun sa role niya. Anyway, ewan ko, hindi ko alam. Basta, nung una din or at the start, I also had a hard time accepting yung si Ryujin look-alike actress for her role. Kasi nga, I feel she would dance to an ITZY song anytime. But she grew on me, lalo na yung pagtataray niya or yung pagiging, basta mataray siya dito. So eventually, I find it funny and cute. So medyo naging acceptable na siya towards the end. Pero ito talagang si Manong Secretary. Di ko talaga bet hanggang dulo, mga pamangkin. Now, will that affect your viewing of this K-drama in case nagbabala ka pa lang na panoorin? Maybe not. Okay? But I feel scenes would have been so much better if they had a better cast. Them as a group, lalo na nung mga eksena na ano, nag-work sila as a group, as a team, and they had to figure out things. Anyway, when they were working as a team, pamangkin, wala rin silang chemistry. Oo. Ang pangit lang. Especially in K-dramas where the lead actor or the lead character has to work with the team. I feel that it's still important na may harmony din with the... Yung parang may chemistry din na may kita mo. Alam mo yung mga ano, K-dramas na may magandang chemistry for me. Ano, isipin mo yung mga parang Doctor Romantic yon, Doctor Romantic, Hotel de Luna, or K-dramas na mga groups of friends like for example 2521, Reply 1988, Extraordinary Attorney Woo, yan, legal K-drama din yan, or Lawless Lawyer kung napanood mo na yon, maganda din ang chemistry ng mga tao doon. So, meron. It affects the overall performance. Pero ewan ko ba? Di ko naman usually pinapakailaman yung casting. Pero Gina G ang tita nyo sa casting nitong $1 Lawyer. Now, would I still recommend $1 Lawyer despite this, you know, writing or screenplay and casting issues? Definitely. Kaartehan ko lang naman yung mga ano yun. Yung mga comment ko dun. Pero I seriously think that this K-drama is still a really nice one to watch kapag gusto mo lang magpahinga. Although, yun nga, may trigger warning akong binigay na medyo may mapanakit na scenes dito. Pero konti lang naman, konti lang. Pero after that, the K-drama is really fun to watch. The cases they handled are still intriguing, which is important because it is still a legal K-drama despite, you know, being 75% of it being comedy. The main mystery that they have to solve was also exciting to watch. I wish there were more scenes to it or there were more cases to it, pero okay na din. Meron ka ding mapapanood na mga heartwarming scenes, okay? And maybe get some lessons in life here and there in many of those scenes that we have. So overall, it is a great binge watch or ano, pwede namang 2 episodes per day. Huwag nyo namang i-binge watch na ubusin nyo in like a day or two. Huwag naman, okay? Siguro mga 2 episodes a day, kaya na yan. Lalo na sa mga fellow busy titos and titas na katulad ko dyan. So, pwede na yung 2 episodes per day. So, kayang-kaya na yan. Huwag nyo nang ipilit na magpuyat kayo, okay? I really suggest that you try this K-drama pamangkin. And if there will be a season 2, I will definitely watch it kasi medyo bitin pa ako. I feel this is just a good start to, you know, introduce the characters, build up their past, or let us, you know, introduction pa lang to. But I feel if my season 2 siya, I feel that they could have more or better cases on it. Maybe a better villain, medyo hindi rin na. Although nangigigil ako sa villain dito, pero hindi siya ganun ka villain eh. Ano, villainy bang tawag doon? hindi siya ganun nakakagigil, pero gigil ka pa din. Ano daw? Anyway, if you have seen $1 Lawyer, let me know your thoughts through any of my social media accounts. I still check them, although I'm not so active anymore on social media because again, pagod na ang inyong tita. Sa personal life, sa day job ko, pagod na ako. I consume social media but I cannot maintain being active on it. So anyway, if you still want to share your thoughts on it, if you have seen $1 Lawyer, let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Anyong Tita!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.